Hello, and welcome to the world of Webcraft Part 11. Now we've made it all the way through our list, and we're at the last lesson, dragging items and storing, saving the coordinates. So what that means is we'll allow the player or the user to drag certain items that are draggable around the game board, and where they drop it, those are the coordinates that you're going to save and send to MySQL database. That way, the next time the game loads up, all you have to do is query MySQL to get the coordinates out, then you place the items right where they should be. So if the person comes back 2 weeks later, that same item is in the same place that they left it. So here I am at the exact point where we left off in the last lesson. And what I'm going to do is highlight this world movie clip and double click inside of it. Now inside of it you can see I can highlight the individual things, and you can see I'm at a 50% viewing range. That way I can see all of it. If I'm at 100%, that's what it looks like. So I'm at 50% just so you guys can see everything and there's no confusion. So there's the green background, there's that home thing, the character, blah 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 blah. So on this same layer, what I'm going to do is going to the library, and I'm going to drag out this little dog that I made. I'm going to put him right there next to the player. I'm going to highlight that dog. I'm going to give it an instance name of dog. Then just to keep this code separate for what we're going to do with the dog right now, and his instance name, is we're going to create a new layer, and just for tutorial's sake, let's call this dog code. So we'll highlight that keyframe on the dog code layer, press F9 to open the actions panel, and we're going to pop in this code. And I'll explain it to you very quickly, and there's a little bit of homework you're going to have to do on your own, but it's already things that we demonstrated throughout this series, so you won't have any trouble. Really, I'm just going to explain the logic to you, and I have most of the code in place, so you don't have to worry. Now, before we explain the code, I'm going to press F12 and render this file and put it up on the server and test it out online. Okay, so here I am in the game with the new file loaded in. You can see I have a little doggy there, and I can grab the dog and drag him wherever I want him. And I can still drag the whole game board, too. So I can put the dog way over here if I like, or whatever. Okay, so that works just fine. Okay, so in the code, a couple of things that you got to keep in mind, and I'm going to explain it all to you fully. So let me uncomment this code, because you would have this code running. And let's start at the top. Now the first thing you want to do is when this script runs, or when this frame loads up and actually runs, it's going to process this code. And the first thing you want to do is send a call out to PHP to get the number variables. Just like we did in the beginning of this series, where we called out the PHP to get the user's name and password and everything for that user. Very much the same code you're going to put here to call out to PHP to grab the coordinates. You just have to write a PHP script that's going to go into a MySQL database table and grab out the coordinates for the X and Y position of this item, whatever item it happens to be. In this case, it's a dog. So once you get that data back, then you simply use these two lines of code here that I'm just going to leave those commented out. But you say dog.x equals the x position you get from the MySQL database. The dog.y position is equal to the y position that you gather from the MySQL database. And if they haven't moved their dog yet, or maybe they don't even have a dog, those are things that you're going to have to script for or accommodate for in your application. Maybe you have a default position, and that's where you load your dog if they have not ever moved it yet. So now you know the logic behind initially loading up an item into a stored position that the user saved it in, or if it happens to be default, then you load the item into its default position. Now here we have doggy event listeners for adding the mouse up and mouse down event drag item and drop item functions. So this is how we're dragging and dropping the little dog, similar to the way we're dragging and dropping the world around in the previous lessons. So here's function drag item. And what happens in function drag item, we have to remove the event listener that's in the parent timeline for the function drag world. So this way, the whole world doesn't drag anymore at that point when you start dragging the dog. And I just put that into place just in case there was any conflicts between the world dragging and the dog dragging at the same time. Okay? So I just removed the event listener in the parent movie clip the parent timeline of this one, where the world is being dragged, and that function drag world, I'm kind of disabling it with this code. Then you can simply state event.target, which is the dog movie clip, start drag. So it'll start dragging the doggy around. So you remove the event listener for dragging the world, and then you start dragging the doggy. Now the magic of saving the coordinates happens when they drop the item. And maybe you don't want your application to save the coordinates to MySQL every time they drop an item, but you're going to have to figure out some point in your application, in your game, where it makes more sense to save the coordinates for all these items. So function drop item. When that happens, all you have to do is say event.target, which is the dog movie clip, stop drag. And the reason why I used event.target and I didn't put the word dog right there is so you can make these drag and drop item functions a little more dynamic. Any items, any movie clips, maybe there's 50 items in the world, you don't want to have so many functions. So your drag item and drop item functions could be made dynamic by using event.target. So nowhere in these functions will you see the word dog. That means they're dynamic and can be used for dragging 20 items or 50 items. Okay, so event.target.stopDrag is the first line that occurs in the drop item function. Then you add the event listener back to the drag world function in the parent movie clip. Now really for the drag and drop functionality, that's all you need. These lines here are for sending the coordinates to the MySQL database. Really, you're sending it to a PHP file in your scripts folder called savecoordinates.php. And you got to write a PHP script that's going to be ready to accept these variables coming in. And the variables that this PHP file is looking to accept are going to be named item name, item X position, and the item Y. So item X and item Y represent the item's X position and Y position. And the item name is, of course, the event.target.name. So it's going to see dog, whatever the number is for the event.target.x position, and whatever the number is for the event.target.y position. And remember, the three variables PHP is going to scoop up being posted to that script are item y, item x, and item name. And it's that simple. And then right here is where it actually executes the sending of the variables to the scripts folder, to any PHP file you designate. Now once it gets to that PHP file, all you have to do is insert. Use SQL query to insert into the database the X and Y coordinates for this particular item that they happen to be dragging and dropping. And that's how it works, folks. So they log out of the game and they come back 2 weeks later. Remember, you first call out to a PHP script to get the variables of where the dog should be placed. Then you place the dog, and if they happen to move the dog again, then you save those variables when they drop the item after they drag it. And this little script is going to be available with this video where it's playing at developphp.com. So really that wraps everything up. So that's how you drag items and store and save the coordinates. And I showed you a cool way how you can drag your items and still have your whole world draggable and everything still operate correctly. So you can still drag this little guy around and interact with just that item and the whole world be draggable as well. Okay, so that completes the tutorials that we're doing for the series.